double-decker rockfish tacos, elk burgers on brioche buns, and sourdough French toast are just a taste of what the Pilot Light restaurant will serve up this summer in Haines. The new restaurant is set to open mid-April in the former Mosey's Cantina building. Cambria Goodwin is passionate about bread, sourdough bread to be exact.
When it's straight out of the oven and you just rip it open, warm, plain sourdough, nothing on it. Nothing makes me happier than the smell of warm sourdough out of the oven and the sound of it.
It makes a crackling sound like this. Because of her love of bread, Goodwin is really excited about her restaurant's ovens. They can bake a dozen loaves at a time.
This is my favorite part in the whole building. So this is where the bread will be made, and that's the view. It makes me so happy.
The Pilot Light restaurant got its start last summer as a sort of pop-up shop in the Klondike restaurant. Goodwin baked and served brunch or lunch during the day, and then it turned back into the Klondike in the evenings for dinner.
So it was super limited, but it definitely was super beneficial.
It's good to get the name out there in a small, easy to manage the first year just to get everyone on the same program that Cambria makes great food. So it allows us to start this place.
That's Goodwin's partner, Eric Forrester. The Pilot Light did well operating part-time out of the Klondike, but Goodwin and Forrester had no plans to open their own complete restaurant. Then, former Mosey's Cantina owner Martha Stewart approached Goodwin.
She said, "I see you have this little thing going, and the ladies at the bank told me to come out here and tell you to buy my building." And I was like, "Ha ha, I have no money." Fat chance, Martha. And then later in the season, I was like, because that was pretty early in the season, and I was like, this is just kind of a fun experiment. But then it ended up going well, and I got really good feedback.
And that's when Goodwin and Forrester set out on a path they never expected.
Well, it's super exciting and equally terrifying, I would say. It's real scary. But I think in a town like Haines, there's so much support, and this community is so amazing, and I think in need of more food options, that I'm hoping it goes very well.
The number one question that I've heard over the past, I guess, 4 months now, has been, when are you opening?
Yeah.
When are you opening? When are you opening? Every time we go into anywhere, with the bank or the post office or the grocery store or anything, the town is buzzing with, when are you opening?
When are you opening?
Good question.
The answer is April 16th. The restaurant will serve brunch its opening day. The plan is to serve lunch and dinner weekdays and brunch and dinner on weekends. Last summer, the Pilot Light menus featured just a few choices. For example, sourdough French toast with fresh berries, bacon sausage and egg tacos, and sourdough toast with goat cheese, pesto, and a fried egg.
It was kind of eye-opening because I thought people would not be into it. I was like, I hope this works because this is all I can pull off. But the feedback was super positive. People were like, oh, cool, there's a vegetarian, a meat, gluten-free. People were happy to not have like a 4-page mile-long menu to weed through.
She says they'll stick with that mentality of clean, simple comfort foods that are locally sourced and adapt with what's in season. Mosquito Lake's Four Winds Farm is on board to supply produce, and of course, Goodwin herself will supply the carbs.
Life gets so chaotic, and there's so many things to juggle and balance. Bread is super precise, and it's more of a science, and everything's measured, and temperatures are taken. It's something that you can completely control.
There are a few more things Goodwin and Forrester need to get under control before opening. They've done lots of renovating and fixing up the old building, and more is needed. They're working through the process to obtain a liquor license that will allow them to serve beer and wine. And Goodwin plans to move away from the bright colors that defined Mosey's aesthetic and instead decorate the restaurant with antiques and historical photographs. In the future, the Pilot Light owners say they hope to keep the restaurant open during the summer and shoulder seasons, so local foodies can get their French toast or salmon melt sandwich fix from about February through October. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.